AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. An announcement is expected today from the Trump administration on new sanctions against Iran.
Stay tuned.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says Iran should not get the wrong idea about President Trump's decision not to retaliate after Iran took down a U.S. drone.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness. No one has granted them a hunting license in the Middle East.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the Saudi king and crown prince today about tensions with Iran. A sheriff in South Texas says Border Patrol agents discovered the bodies of four people within a wildlife management area near the border. The Hidalgo County sheriff says the dead appear to be two infants, a toddler, and a woman in her early 20s. Federal investigators have arrived to review repair and inspection records on the skydiving plane that crashed shortly after takeoff on Oahu's north shore, killing all 11 people on board. Jennifer Homende is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
We're here to determine how this happened, why it happened, so we can determine what safety measures are needed to prevent it from happening again.
The same plane that caused similar substantial damage to its tail section in a 2016 accident while carrying skydivers over Northern California. President Trump explained why he hesitated to back a possible 2024 presidential run by his vice president, Mike Pence.
Because it was succeeded. I was a surprise question. I mean, you know, I'm not even thinking about it. It's so far out. Okay. I mean, it's so far out. That would be the only reason. Now, what happens in 2024? I don't know that Mike is going to run. I don't know who's running or anything else.
On NBC's Meet the Press, President Trump still does not endorse Pence. The vice president says the president is focusing on the 2020 campaign, the upcoming election. This is AP Radio News. Toy Story 4 did okay at the box office, but it didn't go
to infinity and beyond.
It got great reviews.
I was made for soup.
From critics and audiences.
I am not a toy. I'm a letter.
And brought in an estimated $118 million. But Toy Story 4 still fell short of the blockbuster totals some had projected, and it's not quelling worries about the summer movie season, which has seen a string of disappointing sequels.
Carry me?
No.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
At number two, the horror remake Child's Play also opened below expectations with $14
million. Oh, great one who summons me, I stand by my oath, loyalty to Wishes 3.
And in its fifth week,
I'm kidding,
Aladdin remains at number three, earning another $12 million. I'm Ben Thomas.
7-Eleven is launching a service that lets you order everything from its famed Slurpee to a battery charger and have it delivered. Hotspots include Central Park and Venice Beach. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.